And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 5th of May. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected 200 miles southwest of Iceland, 1016 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, then occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally poor. 40s Cromarty 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7, then becoming north later. Showers, moderate or good. Tyne Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, west or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor later. German Bight, north or northwest, becoming variable 3 or 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northeast 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 at first in Humber. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay. Northwesterly 3 or 4, veering northerly 4 or 5. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally poor in south. South Biscay. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. North 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers. Good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Variable 2 to 4 at first in east. Otherwise northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Fastnet. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. North or northwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming north 4 to 6, backing northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Northwest 3, slight drizzle, 22 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Stornoway, west by north 3, more than 38 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Lerwick, calm, 35 miles, 1014, now falling. Wick Automatic, east southeast 2, recent drizzle, 24 miles, 1014, now falling. Aberdeen, northwest 1, slight drizzle, 7 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 3, 35 miles, 1014, now falling. Bridlington, south southwest 3, 1014, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast by north, 5. 5 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast by east, 4. 1 mile, 1014. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. North-northeast, 1. 1014, now falling. Jersey. North-northeast, 2. Slight rain. 4 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Northwest, 1, 1014. Scilly Automatic. North-northeast, 2. 5 miles, 1,015, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, north by east, 3, 16 miles, 1,015, now falling. Aberporth, northeast by north, 2, 24 miles, 1,016, now falling. Valley, northeast by north, 2, 13 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west-northwest, 3, 16 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Valentia, north by east, 2, 27 miles, 1,019, now falling. Ronaldsway, north-northeast, 1, 22 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Malin Head, west-northwest, 5, 8 miles, 1,017, now falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 4th of May. The general situation. Most of the United Kingdom will lie in a slack airflow during the next 24 hours, with any strong winds restricted to the far north, where a developing area of low pressure will move eastwards across northern Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming north or northwest 2 to 4, then becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, then showers, wintry at times in far north. Good, occasionally poor in north and moderate in south. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise west or northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northeast and increasing 6 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming north 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly, backing northerly later, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Salsibill. Northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Salsibill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or 4 at first in east, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Mainly fair, then occasional rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times in east. Showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near headlands. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, then showers, good. Isle of Man. North or northwest 2 to 4, veering north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, but variable 2 at first in south, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest 3 or 4, veering north or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 3 to 5, veering north 5 or 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Showers mostly in north, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles. Variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise northwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, wintry at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Arrived late for your favourite programme? Did you know that most smart speakers can start the programme again?
Just say, ask BBC Sounds to restart and listen from the beginning.
Hello, I am Andy Zaltzman. Welcome to the news quiz.
Disclaimer, restart function is not able to restart your entire life or the history of the universe.
Try it for yourself. Just say, ask BBC Sounds to restart.
I'll hand you over shortly to colleagues at the World Service who will keep you company through the early hours before Radio 4 returns later this morning. Or if you'd like to listen to some music, then over on Radio 3, perhaps the most familiar of Liszt's symphonic poems, Les Préludes, is about to start on Through the Night. Incidentally, today is the 30th anniversary of the programme on Radio 3, so many congratulations to the team. For now, though, that's all from us here at Radio 4. This is Danielle Jałowiecka, wishing you a happy, peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Ankur Desai. Fears of a resumption of hostilities in the Gulf after the US says it guided some stranded ships out of the Strait of Hormuz. In retaliation, Iran has fired a barrage of drones and missiles at targets in the region. Analysis to follow and reaction from those stranded.
First and foremost is my crew's safety first and then my ship's safety. So as a captain, I would not take this risk at the moment.
Also coming up, the red carpet from the star-studded Met Gala in New York, the biggest night of the fashion calendar. We also analyse how China is fast becoming a juggernaut in the sport of snooker.
I'm proud that there are Chinese players winning the world championship, and it's sort of for the rest of the world to sort of buckle on down and maybe practice even harder, because some of the lads, they've been putting hours on hours on end.
It's after the 22-year-old sensation Wu Yuzhou has won the World Snooker Championship in a final frame thriller in Sheffield in England. We've got all of that and more to follow. That's after this BBC World News update.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. Fears are growing of a full-scale return to hostilities in the Middle East after a day of Iran and the US trading fire in the Strait of Hormuz. The United Arab Emirates said Iran had also launched cruise missiles and drones towards its oil facilities, causing a fire. It comes after Washington said it would try to free commercial vessels stranded by Iran's blockade. President Trump said two US-flagged merchant vessels had transited the waterway and the US Navy had destroyed a number of Iranian fast boats. From Washington, here's Tom Bateman.
Donald Trump is trying to reopen the Strait of Hormuz by force in what could prove a pivotal moment for the four-week-old ceasefire between the US and Iran. It seems to involve the Americans moving towards urging commercial ships to make their way out of the Gulf using the side of the strait closer to Oman, with Navy destroyers and warplanes on hand to shoot down missile or fastboat attacks from Iran.